Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Secure your farm's future with soil health. The 21st annual No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference returns to Salina, Kansas, January 24th and 25th. Choose from 55 breakout sessions from 35 top speakers on soil health, plus keynote addresses and the popular trade show. Speakers, schedule, and registration at notill.org. Early bird pricing ends November 30th. Presented by Farmers Edge. Sponsored by Green Cover Seed, Aeroseed, Echo Ag Solutions, AgroLiquid, and Needham Ag.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlick's Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For just pennies per head per day, stockers with a Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of initial selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlick supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. Brian Klippenstein is with Protect the Harvest, a big supporter of animal agriculture, and disappointed over the votes in Massachusetts and Oklahoma this last week impacting animal agriculture.
You know, one, we shouldn't have lost in Oklahoma. Massachusetts, perhaps you'd expect it harder to sell productive agriculture to a population that's densely populated and urban. But I think what you see in Oklahoma is that those who are in the business of disparaging agriculture, and that's what they are, particularly animal agriculture, have fine-tuned misleading arguments that can sell in urban populations.
Now, State Question 3 in Massachusetts is not just a problem for the one single livestock producer and actually impacts in that state, but for anybody that wants to sell animal agriculture products into Massachusetts, it's a problem.
And for your listeners who haven't followed it, what Massachusetts did is they said that in the state of Massachusetts, you cannot sell eggs or pork or veal if it comes from animals that are confined. And it's a different standard on eggs than what they did in California. We don't know which states they'll go to next, which standards, which commodities, what will they do with beef, what will they talk about antibiotics, hormone implants, and the like. They want to do is muck up the animal protein market in pursuit of their twisted vegan agenda.
Brian Klippenstein with Protect the Harvest. As a lot of folks were anticipating, the outgoing Obama administration finally admitting that they're not going to be able to get TPP passed in the lame duck session of Congress. They're throwing in the towel. They're not seeking a vote on the agreement during the lame duck session. Republican and Democratic leaders in Congress told the White House they would not advance the trade deal in the election's aftermath. And the Obama administration officials acknowledged the agreement has no path forward now in the United States this year, at least while President Obama is in office. The move comes with little surprise following the election results and remarks by House and Senate leadership earlier in the year. The Obama administration had campaigned heavily in support of TPP before the elections in an effort to garner more support. Now President-elect Donald Trump is expected to withdraw from the trade deal. However, agriculture will continue to press Mr. Trump to do something regarding TPP, saying that the agricultural benefits are immense. And saying that, for example, the beef industry losing hundreds of thousands of dollars every day because of the advantage Australia has over the United States when it comes to the Japanese market, this could be fixed, they say, if TPP is ratified. You've got farm news on Ron.
It's a special cow sale at Apache Auction Market in Apache, Oklahoma, Saturday, November 19th at noon. The sale will feature 500 head of Northern Genetic AI'd first calf heifers to calve January through March from the Knott Ranch. Also 125 head of Northern Bred 3 to 5-year-old bred cows, 30 head of bred heifers out of Colorado, and 45 spring calving cows from Hutchinson Ranch. Well, for more information, contact the Apache Auction Market, 888-926-9696, 888-926-9696.
At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.